Well, hello there. Welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Litton. And over the next 20 minutes, we're going to dish out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with local military real estate experts to fellow powerhouse military spouses that have been there and moved that, we're highlighting some of the major issues that impact military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network helps military families and local military real estate experts connect all over the U.S. If you're considering buying or selling a home, connect with Mill Housing Network online at millhousingnetwork.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/millhousingnetwork. So let's dive in. Today's guest is a fellow military spouse, Christine Maxwell, with Her Money Moves. Christine's blog, Her Money Moves, covers personal finance issues like retirement, budgeting, and saving money for both civilians and service members. In Christine's own words, "Our crazy PCS journey hasn't been nice on my career, but I'm not just making it work, I'm making it work for me." So welcome, Christine.
Thanks, Lindsay. Thanks for having me.
Yay! Welcome to Mill Housing Nation. Thank you for being a guest today.
It's exciting.
Yay! And for sharing your PCS budgeting tips. I'm excited to hear about this.
Yes.
Awesome. So let's get in. And before we jump into PCS budgeting strategies, I want to talk a little bit more about you, your military life journey, how it shaped your career, and what's going on with you next.
Sure. So my husband and I, we're an Army family. We just celebrated 8 years of marriage.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's gone so fast. But in 8 years of marriage, we've moved. We've had 6 houses.
Oh.
We've PCS'd 5 times. We've lived internationally, Okonis, once already. And we're headed that way again to another international move this summer.
That's so exciting.
Yes. So it's exciting, but we've done a lot of moving in 8 years of marriage.
That is a lot of moving. That's more moving than I've done.
Yes. I have a 3-year-old, and he's lived in 3 states and soon to be a new country in the first 3 years of his life. So we've done a lot.
That's exciting. That's so exciting. So where are you guys headed next?
Next, we're going to San Remo, Italy.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's not your typical Army assignment. It's on the Italian Riviera.
This sounds fabulous.
Basically on the French-Italian border, and it's gonna be an adventure, that's for sure.
Okay, so don't forget about your friends back in the U.S. when you're getting to go to all these fabulous fashion things.
Yeah, it's strange. I've had a lot of offers for people to come visit me.
Yeah, you know? And nobody wanted to visit you while you were in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's interesting, so we'll see.
So let's talk about your blog, Her Money Moves.
Sure.
Okay, so you're featured on Next Gen Military Spouse, Military One Click, and Blue Star Families. What is your inspiration behind the blog?
Well, so it's kind of a funny story. It all started out pretty recently, just under a year ago. You know, I was chatting with my coworker who happens to be a naval reservist, and, you know, he was saying, "Christine, are you in some type of, like, secret Army wife club where you guys just talk about, like, benefits and how to save money and, like, you know, all the rules and, like, what's going on?" And
I like that he thinks it's a secret club.
Yeah, he thought it was like a secret Army wife club, like just me and my girlfriends, like, strategizing. I said, "Well, no, I'm not. There is no secret club. This is all public information." And, you know, it shouldn't be a secret to anybody. And I thought, why not share it? I share it with my friends when I find out, like, a really cool tip or piece of information, especially about finances. I love sharing it with people.
Okay.
So I love connecting people. I love sharing what I learned, so I thought, why not start writing? And then in conjunction with that, it's kind of helps me kind of start to create this PCS-proof career where I can take my writing anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had never, you know, written professionally before, and I thought, well, it wouldn't be fun to freelance, but I didn't have a portfolio, so I just started writing on Her Money Moves. And then so I do that kind of for, you know, my own fun and also to help my friends. And now I have a larger audience who reads my stuff. But also, it gave me a platform to show sites like Next Gen Mill Spouse or Military.com, Blue Star Families. You know, I can write and I can write for you. And so it's created a second source of income for me and my family.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What I love about that is that you've gotten creative. Mm-hmm. So you've taken the military life, looked at an opportunity, especially something that you love, so turning your passion into a project and making an income from it that you can take anywhere.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So my career's really changed, I guess. When I first married my husband, I was selling F-15s to the South Korean Air Force for a defense contractor.
Okay.
And then we moved to Korea, and I lost my job, and I found myself, I was selling wine at the Class 6. So in Army terms, that's like our liquor store. I work for a wine distributor, and I was hawking wine. And then eventually I found a new job. I became a GS, a federal government employee, and I was doing contracts for the U.S. Army Medical Command. And now I'm in a new role, or I'm a budget manager. But my career's really changed. Mm-hmm. And it's not what I thought it would be, mm-hmm. but I'm really happy where I am. So it was kind of a winding road to sure. get to where I am. But, you know, it was different than what I imagined it would be when I was, you know, 22 and freshly out of college. But yeah. it's working for me, and I like it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. and that's what I kind of love about it. I mean, I, too, you know, fresh graduated college, mm-hmm. met a military man, and it really does. It shakes up what you think your career is going to mm-hmm. look like. And I kind of love that about military life is mm-hmm. you reinvent yourself.
Yes.
Reinvent and redefine what career means.
Mm-hmm. I was just actually having a conversation with a new military spouse, and she reminded me a lot of myself. She's brand new married, and she's doing her first PCS, and it happens to be to Korea. Mm. And she was absolutely devastated at the thought of losing this dream job that she's had for, you know, 4 years out of college. And so I told her a little bit about myself and some other resources. So I said, you know, your career's not over. Mm-hmm. You can still do what you love to do. Or, you know, you can, if there's something that you have always thought about doing, maybe now's the time to explore that. But you don't have to sit back and and watch for the sidelines. You can, you know, keep going. So I think we've got a plan for her.
Good.
So it's exciting.
Good. I love that you're doing that. Yeah. I talk a lot about that, how a lot of military spouses choose to opt out instead of opt in. Mm-hmm. And I really push for opting in mm-hmm. and reinventing and redefining mm-hmm. your career path and seeing it as an opportunity rather than an obstacle.
So yes.
That's exciting.
Yay.
Okay. So what are some of the biggest challenges you see financially for military families when they move? Because this came up mm-hmm. in a recent study.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw that, but financial impact when you PCS was one of the major stressors for most military families.
Yes. I don't know if you're talking about Blue Star Family Study or not.
But, yes. That's they highlight that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was my number one challenge. So how do I budget when I don't know, as a military spouse, am I going to be working? Can I combine my salary with my spouse's salary? So how do you budget if you don't know you're going to have a job? And then secondly, if I don't have a job, how do I, you know, when I'm looking for a job, and if I don't have childcare, how do I go on interviews?
Yeah.
And then if I don't have childcare, how do I get a job?
Yeah.
So it's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? But
right.
For me personally, those are the challenges that I face. And also I see that a lot with my friends. And then finally, another, I guess, financial challenge for families is just all the little things that add up during a PCS. So mm-hmm. restocking your fridge. Turning on your utilities. I own like 7 wine openers because every time I move, I forget my wine opener.
Yeah.
Or the 7 shower rod curtains I own.
Uh-huh.
Or shower curtains.
Uh-huh.
So it's just all the little things that add up. So planning and experience can help take care of a lot of those things.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. It's funny that you touch on that, all the little things. I know personally every time we move, I feel like it's thousands of dollars that we spend. Mm-hmm. You know, the first place I go when we get to a new place is like, I got to go to Walmart, got to go to Target,
yes.
got to go get all this stuff. And, uh-huh. you know, thousands of dollars later, unfortunately.
Yes.
You know, you've got all this stuff and you do that every 3 years. I mean, it takes its toll.
And every time we move, you know, we've lived in 6 different houses, about to be 7. So the house we're living in now is the biggest house we've ever lived in, but we're about to move into like a house that's probably 1/3 of the size.
Mm-hmm.
So when I moved to my house now, I had to go and I bought furniture to fill an extra floor that I never had before. And if I move back to the East Coast, the house I own there is very small. And then, you know, then you're downsizing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's these challenges that civilian families just don't have to deal with.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's always funny. I love talking with a civilian family and they're just minds blown when I say, oh yeah, well, you know, I personally buy furniture that can go in any room because you never know when I might have a living room chair that needs to go in an office,
mm-hmm.
Because we're downsizing or moving or,
yes.
you know, we went from 2,100 square feet to 3,300 Ooh. Square feet. And I personally think we could go back down to 1,700, you know, mm-hmm. in a heartbeat. And
yeah.
if you have furniture that you can mix and match, it kind of makes it easier.
Yes,
so.
That's an excellent tip.
That's the realtor tip in me. Let's talk PCS budget. As realtors, and I've seen this a lot with the families that we've helped, moving is really expensive. And in my experience, it hurts a lot of military families.
Mm-hmm.
what are three ways military families can plan for the PCS expense? And do you have any idea, like, what is the average cost that it costs the family to PCS? I mean, I think they cited it in some recent surveys. I just don't have that figure with me. But what are your tips?
My tips are, you know, a lot of families use debit cards, but a lot of families are going to be using their credit cards, even their personal credit cards, when they're covering the cost of their PCS. So the first thing, this is just not a challenge, but a tip that I want you to go out and do, go out to annualcreditreport.com and pull your free annual credit report so you can kind of see where you stand just before you even get started by putting these big books in your credit card. And it also just helps you, you know, see where your credit is, regardless of what you're going to be spending or not. But make sure that if you have a personal credit card that you're going to use, make sure that you invoke or you ask your credit card company if they can apply SCRA, Service Members Civil Relief Act, to your credit card.
Yes.
It'll, you know, depending on what company you use, your interest rates might go down to 0%.
Mm-hmm.
It might be capped at 6%. It might not do anything. You don't know until you go ask.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time, the SCRA is for debt that's incurred prior to signing up for the service. But so many credit card companies these days are just extending those benefits to their service members and their families, even spouses. And it, you know, it will save you thousands. You might even get a check back in the mail for fees and interest that you paid years ago. So
that's a great tip.
Go do that before you do anything else.
Yeah.
Secondly, if you're using a government travel card, make sure that you know what you can put on it and what you can't put on it, because ultimately you will be responsible for paying it off.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a great tip.
I mean, people will charge crazy things. So you can't, you know, stay at the Ritz-Carlton and rent a pay-per-view movie and get room service. The government's not going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need to know what your entitlements are, what your benefits are, things like that. Secondly, this takes planning, but before you PCS, you need to have an emergency fund. So, you know, everybody's situation's different. That's why they call it personal finance. But I recommend at least having $1,000 in emergency fund. And for some families, that's going to take a lot of work.
Sure.
Others, you might just, you know, have that in your back pocket. But at least that gets you started for anything that comes up, because something's going to come up, Murphy's Law, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, even blowing a tire out on your way cross country could be an unexpected expense that you would incur. And having that emergency fund would come in handy in a situation like that.
Lastly, I would love for you to have a realistic idea of how much you plan on spending every day. That's called a budget, every day that you're PCSing. So if whether you're like doing a car trip or you're flying, all these little incidentals are going to add up. The trips to McDonald's or going out to eat at nighttime, dollar store toys for your kids in the car to keep them happy, the hotel, a kennel for your dog, gasoline. Anything, laundry, buying all the stuff that you forgot to take with you. So it's all these little things that you don't plan for that when you get your statements the next month or 2 months from now, you're going to say, whoa, what did I spend all that money on? So have an idea and stick to a budget.
Yep, absolutely. I love that. And I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, thinking about staying in a hotel that is dog friendly is even, you know, some hotels charge a little extra for that. And if you have to do laundry, and depending on how long you're staying in the hotel until housing becomes available, these are all expenses.
And I am like the rewards queen. So like I have a hotel that I'm loyal to and I sign up because I get my free internet and all my upgrades and my perks. And there's also hotel chains that cater to families with dogs and they don't charge anything extra. So do your research before you get on the road and plan out. Yeah, I totally plan my routes around those hotels.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that advice. I love it. Okay. So what are the major things every military family should budget for in a PCS, regardless if they're buying or selling a home? And I think you covered a lot of them. Are there anything else that they should plan for on the housing front?
Yes. So increases or decreases in things like insurance, homeowners insurance, renters insurance, car insurance. I'm on the spouse pages on Facebook, and I feel for the spouses who come to certain states, and they're like, holy smokes.
Yeah.
My car insurance went up $300 a month or something crazy like that. So you have your BAH, and your BAH changes depending on your locality. But if you spend all your BAH on your house, whether it be your mortgage or your rent, you're not going to have, you know, that money in your budget left over for all the increases, possibly. Things like gas, utilities, and insurance. So kind of just check that out before you go.
Yeah.
It's helpful.
Yeah.
Secondly, don't forget about your pets because they're your family. So we have two dog babies from before I had my own human baby. I had dog babies. And kennels are super expensive.
Yeah.
And when you go, maybe the new state you're living in requires a new shot, or you have to get an examination if you're going to CONUS overseas. So maybe it's an airline ticket for your dog.
Mm-hmm.
All these little things are expensive, and it's just things that you don't normally think about when all you're usually paying for your pet is, you know, for their food and their annual checkups. So don't forget about your furry family members. And deposits. So
That's a big one.
Whether you're renting or buying, even if you buy, you're still going to have deposits for things like utilities or if your spouse has to have the ESPN package on DirecTV, DirecTV is going to ask for a deposit maybe. Maybe your new cell phone carrier, utilities, anything could have it. So plan for that.
Yes.
And then especially if you can, put everything in the service member's name.
Yes.
Because many states or companies will waive deposits for that.
Yes.
And then anytime if you have to leave early because of a PCS, you can
the military clause.
Break the contract. Mm-hmm. Yes, use SCRA and break the contract legally.
Yes. No, I love that. And I'm glad that you brought that up because that is something that we educate a lot of military buyers on. When you do the deposits, your utility deposits, a lot of those can get waived if they are in the service member's name.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to Family Readiness Center at your base and work with Family Readiness Center to get those deposits waived.
Excellent tip.
Yes.
Good advice.
Yes. That's several hundred bucks right there.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've just moved and everything's on your credit card and you're waiting for that reimbursement and they lost your, this happened to us, lost the footboard of your bed and you got to buy a new bed frame,
it happens.
All those little things add up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we didn't even talk about how the military loses your stuff and then you have to buy new things. So if a military family needs financial help during a PCS, what resources are available to them?
Okay, my number one favorite resource is militaryonesource.mil.
Ooh, yes.
So you go to their website, and you could probably search for, you know, PCS or moving, and they have a homepage. And it's just chocked full of every imaginable link that you could ever think of. So whether you want to know what the per diem rate is where you're going or what allowances or entitlements that you can have, they've got links to that, to the official website. So it's not just like chatter on Facebook or you're asking your buddy's friend. It's, you know, what the real deal is. And they even have free counselors for you, for military spouses and even kids.
That's I didn't even know they did
that.
Free, wow.
Totally free counselors. So you can chat on the phone. They can help you plan a PCS budget.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
For free.
Wow.
They can help. And even not just money stuff, but they can just, you know, talk through all the stress that comes along with, you know, they're seasoned individuals and, you know, you can ask your friends and you can talk to family, but sometimes it's nice to have help from a professional.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
So you wouldn't believe all the resources that are free on militaryonesource.mil if you just go check it out. It's really, really amazing.
Wow,
so
that's
use
awesome.
It.
That is a huge tip.
Yes.
Okay, so what are the top three biggest financial pitfalls military families fall victim to in a PCS and how can they avoid them?
Okay.
And I think you talked about one of them.
Yes.
Credit cards.
I remember my first, our first PCS, and when my husband told me we got a DLA, a dislocation allowance, and it was like thousands of dollars. We happened to be going to Korea, and I was like, woohoo! Like,
jackpot!
I won the lottery. So don't use your DLA, your dislocation allowance, to go like shopping, just buy a bunch of stuff. It's there for a reason.
Right.
They give it to you because it costs money to restock your fridge
yep.
and to turn on your utilities and to just do all the little things that come with a military move. So that's why they give it to you. So use it responsibly, and it will save you like a bunch of headache in the long run. Military moves are full of alphabet soup. So there's DLA, there's TLA, there's OHA, all kinds of stuff.
TLF.
Yeah.
TMO. Full ditty, partial ditty.
Yes. So, you know the acronyms, know what you're entitled to, know the difference between what's reimbursable and what's an allowance.
Okay.
So some things you get 100% reimbursed. Some things are just going to give you a chunk of money, and it's up to you to manage it how you want to spend your money. So you got to know the rules. So I really recommend going to like your calling or going in person to your next duty station's financial center and ask them if you don't understand or if your spouse doesn't know. And don't always rely on your spouse.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
sometimes they don't know.
Yeah. Well, and I know they do a lot of new briefings, but those briefings happen after you've moved. And a lot of that information doesn't get disseminated to the spouse. Ruben usually just shows up with a bunch of stuff, throws it on the counter. He's like, here you go.
Yes.
And so I think as military spouses, it's difficult to figure out what are those things. So you're suggesting call to the base ahead, Family Readiness Center in Air Force terms. What is that? What is that for Army?
Well, we have like, each installation will have a, housing office or a finance center.
Okay.
So you can your spouse could tell you where to go, or you could go to the militaryonesource.mil website, and they have all of those centers listed.
Oh,
for
that's helpful.
All the installations.
Oh, that's really helpful.
So go check out where you're moving next.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And I know it's all different nuances between the different services too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always fun.
Yes.
Okay, so Christine, if our listeners want to get more information about Her Money Moves or any of the tips that we've talked about today, how do they do that?
Please come see me at hermoneymoves.com. That's my website. And then I'm also all over social media, Facebook, Insta, Pinterest, Twitter, at Her Money Moves.
Perfect. Okay. So, Christine, it's been a pleasure. If you'd like to download Christine's PCS budget worksheet or want to learn more about her, you can visit her on her website, or you can visit MilHousingNetwork.com. That's MilHousingNetwork.com. Click on the podcast and look for episode number 4. And while you're on our podcast, take a moment to browse past episodes, opt in to work with one of our realtors, or fill out a form to become a guest on one of our upcoming shows. Don't forget to sign up for our weekly podcast alerts and stay in the know, my fellow PCS warriors. I'm Lindsay Linton. Thank you so much for listening. And join us next week as we interview military spouse Shannon Ruin with the Center of Nonprofit Excellence. Shannon and I are diving into her personal experience as a family that has geo-batched across her service member moved without her. Oh. They stayed here in the Colorado Springs area. So this is a new trend. Actually, 43% of military families are doing this. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited to learn from Shannon why they decided to do this and how it's changed their family. So again, join us for Shannon's upcoming interview. Visit us online at MilHousingNetwork.com. And that's all we have today. So Christine, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Lindsay.
Awesome. So till next time, PCS warriors and Mill Housing Nation listeners, we look forward to hearing from you soon.